This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That went over the scoreboard.
That sounded good.
Another Jack for Jack.
That's a good one.
Jack Watch.
As you know, we've been paying very close attention to what Jack Caglione has been doing in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. And boy, did he have a weekend. He has now spent five games in AAA, 346 average, 357 on base, 1280 OPS, five homers, 10 RBI. He leads all of the minor leagues with 53 RBI overall, including a double Jack Day
this week. And now looking for a fourth. Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason. He has put on a show here in Daybreak this week. Caglione flies this to right on the laser. Going back is Cavadas, and it's gone. He's homered for a fifth time this week.
Okay, so pretty good weekend.
That's not
for Jack
the storm chaser. That's not Nicholas.
No, I don't know.
The
don't
voice,
know
by the way, is
Oh, Jack.
It sounds
old timey.
Yeah,
baseball.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
He's hitting two wood sticks together.
it totally sounds like yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Those two mini bats, so he could do it for
his
them.
Boy, it had like a little wire.
Ah, I'm a baseball old timer.
Yeah,
and he's knocked it out of the park.
that's exactly what it sounded like. Anyway, no, I mean he could not have had a better week, obviously, in AAA. It was incredible to see. It almost got to be laughable by the time he hit that home run on I guess, would have been right. Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, just laughable because he is destroying the AAA level one weekend. We know the reason why he got called from AA. J.J. Piccolo told us, well, simply AA wasn't good enough for him. Now, it's one week. All right. And in fact, I think last week when he got called up, I gave a very specific hypothetical.
You said even if he hits like
five or six homers in a week, he's not getting called up. Well, so, he did that very thing. I'll admit this, though. If he does that again this week, which is a tall task, but with him, you know, anything's possible.
You never know.
If he hits another four or five home runs this week when they're in Omaha and it's at a ballpark that could allow him to do that, by the way, then next Monday, I will be right there with all of you saying, call him up. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you, like, how dare you? I'm going to be ticked off if they call him up. I'm just saying, if all they needed to see was one week in AAA against the same team all week, by the way, also all out in Salt Lake City.
at elevation.
Then they would have not even sent him to AAA. He'd already be in the big leagues. Like, it wasn't like, man, we know we need him really to see if he can handle 1 week in AAA against Salt Lake. No, it's a much longer process. But I'll admit, he is forcing their hand. If he does this again for another week, then I think the timeline of July gets moved up way earlier, as in it could happen in June.
I have been reasoned, fair, patient, excited, right? No doubt about that. Definitely excited. All of those things, in my opinion, as it relates to Jack Caglione. I'm out. I've seen enough. He can come to the big leagues now. No more patience for me. I'm done. I'm not mad, right? Like, we're the inverse. I'm not upset. I'm not like, hey, what the hell? Call his ass up. What are we all wasting our time for? I'm not like all the way, but like, yeah, go ahead and call him up. I've seen enough. It took me a second because you're right. I think generally speaking, your stance is 100% the normal way these teams think and operate and all this other stuff. What he did the last 30 games at AA immediately snapped into AAA. And I want to point out that a couple of the guys he's faced, a couple of the guys he's homered off of are at one time big league pitchers, yeah. As in they pitched in the big leagues, including a guy who had not given up a hit to a left-hander at all this year, and career-wise has like a 160 batting average against lefties, and he took that guy out of the park. And so I've just seen enough. I'm good. They can call him up tomorrow. I'm fine. It does not help, admittedly, that the Royals score the third least amount of runs in baseball and hit the least home runs in baseball. Not helping. Not helping me wanting to jump him up. Do I actually think they'll do it? I guess importantly, no. I do not think what I'm saying right now means that JJ's on the phone tonight being like, you know what? Call up our boy Jackie. We're good here. I just think he's going to wait it. I think he'll wait a little bit longer.
He's on the fastest track, considering when he got drafted, realistically, that you could be on. And what he's doing, though, is I think forcing that it could be even sooner. Like, there's a chance now that he gets called up before a year to the day that he was drafted. Like, before the season started, it was, all right, July, August, if things go really well. And it still is that, but now he has upped it to where if he keeps this up, it's going to be before July. You know, that's the difference, depending on what he does this week or so. I'm just saying, it's not that, like, deep down, like, you and I, like, it's not like I'm not sitting here saying, I need to see him do it more.
Oh, no, I wear my CAG shirt.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, he had five home runs this weekend.
It is not that I'm sitting here saying, like, I personally need to see more. But I also understand the thought process that just because something happens over 5 days, you just don't completely scrap the entire plan. Yeah. And when you called him up to AAA, you didn't call him up because you play one team for the full week. You didn't say, because we want to see him handle that Salt Lake, whatever the hell they're called.
Bees,
sure. Is that what they're called? Bees. That sounds right. It flows, I guess. I think you're right.
I might just be making
that up. They didn't need to see that for a week. That wasn't why. I think what he has a chance to do with his performance is bump that from being a month and a half or 2 month stint to less than 30-day stint. That's what he has a chance to do. I also think, while you're right, the fans' pressure is coming because the offense stinks right now on the big league level. But JJ Piccolo, he did say, essentially, though, the fact that the offense stinking might make it even a little more challenging, because then you're asking this guy to come up and jumpstart a struggling offense versus you'd like to call him up when an offense is already rolling.
The hardest part about this for us is we're trying to do what's best for the player. I mean, that's ultimately what this is. You want the player to be as prepared as he can when he comes in the major leagues. It's not fair to any player, whether it's Jack Caglione or whoever, when a team may be scuffling offensively, to try to put it on him and hope he's going to come save the day. The best way to break any player into the major leagues is to try to bring him up when the team's hot, you know, offensively scoring some runs. That's not why he's not coming up right now. We just want him to face more advanced pitching in AAA, see how they game plan for him, how he adapts and makes adjustments, you know, not just game to game, but at bat to at bat. It'll take, you know, I don't want to put a timetable on it, but we want to see it for a little bit. I mean, this first week was great. But we certainly weren't saying when he went to AAA, have a good first week and bring him to Kansas City.
Yes, both things there I think are notable.
But you could also
a little bit. So
you can hear the voice changing a little bit on the, like, we wanted to see him for like a little bit, and a little bit not being a week, but it could be 2 weeks, could be 3 weeks.
I think if he
could be mid-June,
does anywhere remotely close to what he just did, And what? And if he does that for another week or two, then I think he's going to be up instead of having to wait till the All-Star break or something like that.
That's what he's doing. If I'm out of town, I got to go to Texas in mid-June.
You might be out on his debut week, Cody.
Very disappointed if I miss Jack Caglione's debut in this town. Damn it!
You're out
for dance comp,
like June 16th or whatever.
That'd be tough, man. That's a tough timeline. That's a tough week to miss, man. Where Jack and they start a home series during that time. They love making major league debuts around home.
Well, sorry, Ruby. Dance trip is canceled. Got to go see Cags. Sorry, honey.
We're all going to go watch Jack Caglione play baseball. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing this for, I love sometimes like for the effect of radio, right? Like I'm just saying, no, I genuinely believe it's good. He's good. I'm no longer, my whole thing was, I also like the organization. Wanted to see how he handled double A. He didn't have enough games that were impressive in A and Arizona Fall League that I didn't need to see more. Yeah. I thought the minor leagues was the right adjustment for him. I wanted to see how he's handled it. It's a joke. He's treating it like child's play. It's like when my kid throws me the wiffle ball in the backyard and I rip it over the fence. And so like, I've just personally seen enough. I've seen him off major league hitters. I've seen him go the other way. I've seen him be patient. His strikeout numbers are good. Everything suggests that he's going to be a good major league player at this point.
I'm sure he's going to be. I just, once again, if he would have gone 0-16 last week in Salt Lake City, would everybody have said, oh, he needs to stay down an extra couple months? No. So I'm just trying not to overreact to what we're all pumped for, crying out loud. I'm driving up to Omaha this weekend to see him as well. Yeah. Trust me, this is not me saying I don't think he's going to be good or anything. That's not at all. I'm just saying we change everything based off of six games. I just don't think that's not how the organization operates.
Looking at it bigger, but yeah, I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like if this week,
call them up instead of Rave if they were just going to call them up.
Sure. Yeah, that too. But the same thing applies to last week or this upcoming week. If he goes 0-16 with seven strikeouts, I'm not telling you, well, he shouldn't be called up anymore at all. No. Like the overreaction to one week or not, but he is forcing the issue where if he does this for another 10 to 15 games, yeah, they're going to have to call him up because what the hell are you waiting for?
For the players who didn't skip the step, we famously know Alex Gordon skipped that step. Eric Hosmer is really the best example. Eric Hosmer was a top 10 player in baseball. He was the number one hitting prospect in the entire Royals organization. He was their number one prospect. He was a potential future superstar coming through the Royals system. And he did it through high school, but he did the same thing he did. And he came into a year where he was starting a fresh level. He got 26 games in AAA. Now, he started at AAA, 26 games, and then he was done. So they did the 30 games in AA for him. Now, he played 137 games between A and AA ball. So you'd have thought in a full year, he played a full year.
Yeah, I think what happened to Cody, though, is the Rangers just called up a kid that only played a week in AAA. And so I think a lot of people are looking at that and saying, see, it can happen.
Yeah.
That same kid, and I don't remember his name, that's why I keep saying it, but he's one of the top prospects for the Rangers, and they need some offense, too. But he also played well over 100 games in the minors before that. That's the difference.
It's a limited sample size.
That's the difference. I think the other part, we can talk about this more later in the
Alejandro
show.
Osuna.
There you go. That's the player. Yes. And I believe you can look at the number. I think he played well over 100 games in the minors. So it's not an apples to apples comparison. Yes, he played a week in AAA and got called up, but he also had way more games that the organization looked at. Plus, each organization is going to operate differently. We can get into the rookie of the year stuff. I think the service time coming up in a couple weeks is interesting. And then also rookie of the year stuff, because if you're looking at trying to get the draft pick for him winning rookie of the year, well, he needs to, for that reason too, you need to call him up in the next week, because if you wait too long, he won't be eligible for rookie of the year next year anymore. And he'll be too late in the process to win it this year. And I understand, I'm not saying they should solely operate off of getting a draft pick. I'm just saying, if you want to consider, hey, we can call him up and we can be eligible maybe to get a pick because he can win rookie of the year, you better do that in the next week or two, because Jacob Wilson, the rookie for the A's, is already a minus 200 favorite. It already has played
350
in 70 something games, or 60 something games, I guess it is at this point in time. So you're in a big hole to try to come back and win that anyway. And if you wait another 3 weeks, then you probably have no chance of getting that draft pick as well. There's a couple different things and timelines coming up, I would say, between now and like June 12th, June 13th.
If you actually want to win that bet, sure. If the Royals want to get the draft pick.
I'm not even talking about I'm not even saying for like to me to place
what's
the bet. I'm talking about the Royals
the
getting a draft
number
pick.
Of games? Now I can't remember.
If you play over, I think it's if you play over 60, you're not eligible.
Oh, well, then they have to wait way too long to call him up, so it's not worth it. Alejandro Asuno, by the way, I did look it up. He is the perfect example. Same age. He's a high school kid, but same age at the time. He played 57 games in AA last year when he got promoted from A-ball.
Mm-hmm.
He played 102 games in the minor leagues last
year. Over 150.
But 57 in AA last year. He started in AA this year, played 31 games, went up to AAA for 8 games, and then just called him up.
They also had a designated hitter broke his right hand for the Rangers, so an injury forced the hand. It's the same thing what we've talked about. If there would have been a key injury to one of the names we taught, that would have also potentially changed the outlook.
It would now, too. If for some reason there was an injury, Jack Caglione will be the name that they call.
Yep.
But they're not trying to do that. And I understand JJ's argument, but like it's threading such a perfect needle. Like and part of me thinks that teams overthink that. And this is probably just a personal philosophy versus what the team studied over all this. Like, do we honestly, like, if Jack Caglione is destined to be a really, really good, great, you know, all-star baseball player, is the fact that he would come up when the team's not hitting versus they are hitting, is that the difference? Is that what's going to stop him from realizing his full potential?
No, and in fairness to JJ, he said that's not why he's not up. He's just saying that's all.
You're trying to
find the ideal. And the ideal spot may never exist, but they're trying to find the ideal time to call him up. I'm just saying there's a ton of factors, not only his own performance, but I don't know. Like, and this would be a question for JJ Piccolo the next time we have him on. How much does the rookie of the year aspect, and you're like, what? The reason why it's different now is because you can potentially get a draft pick. So
because the service time conversation is already dead.
Once
you got past 2 weeks.
But isn't there? Is it like Super 2 June 12th? Mm-hmm. So there's another layer to that. It's not the effort. There's a couple different deadlines.
The Super 2 ones.
How much is that playing a role in this as well? On top of that, is would you like his debut to be at home? All these things. I'm not saying one is a huge chunk, but how many of them make up the piece of the pie to get that decision made on top of his own performance? So
especially when you're talking about a prospect of that nature. I'm sure they'd love to call him up for the first game of a 3-game home series on a Friday night. And then the place will be full of 35,000 people excited to watch Jack Caglione play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.